taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Dark Minisode. Firstly, thank you as always for your feedback, your comments and of course your content, which keeps the show going. That said, if you have your own paranormal experience that you wish to share, either on a Dark Minisode, for one of our Dark Bites Patreon episodes, or if long enough, for a full episode of The Dark Paranormal, email me at contact@thedarkparanormal.com. As I've mentioned before, of course, we have all of our episodes plotted out for season 19, but as ever, if the right episode comes in, I have the flexibility to change things around if I think it's one of those sort of experiences people need to hear because, well, in truth, I'm excited about it. So, if you think you might have one of those, it's still not too late to feature as part of season 19. And don't forget, if you sign up to our Patreon, you will get everything on this main feed, both ad-free and before everyone else. And of course, you'll have the chance to listen to our entire back catalogue of Dark Bites episodes, which, as we speak, is coming in at over 100 hours worth of Patreon-only material. And on top of that, you get a new Dark Bites episode each and every Sunday of the year, 52 weeks of the year, irrelevant of breaks in seasons. Just head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But of course, right now, we're all here to listen to this week's Dark Minisode. And this one came with an ominous title, so I am looking forward to this as much as you are. Because this is sent in from Jen, with the title, The Demon Within. Hi, my name is Jen. And as for everyone else, I will be keeping them anonymous for privacy. I live in Alberta, Canada, and I've been listening to your podcast for over a year now. I'm all caught up on the dark paranormal, and I'm also a Patreon as of this January, and I'm trying to catch up on Dark Bites. I love your show, and I listen to it daily. And I even got other family members into your show as well. I should caution a possible trigger warning involving domestic violence, car accidents, and a parent dying. I would like to start off by telling a little bit about myself first. I've always felt different, and I've always had like a sixth sense, a sensitive, if you will. I get bad feelings when something bad is going to happen. I would get these visions of terrible accidents, only to find out years later it happened. The exact same way as it happened in my vision. So I know there is something different about me. I can also sense spirits, so to say. And I can sometimes see them in my head. Like I'm looking at a picture. But I don't know who they are. I've always trusted my instincts. When I was 11 or 12, I was in bed trying to fall asleep. When, all of a sudden, I felt this darkness wash over me. The room got darker. Lights from the hallway faded. I was so scared. It was almost crippling. I was in tears and I just knew it was Lucifer. As in, yes, the devil. I was laying in bed, terrified, and I started to feel this warmth. And as almost as fast as the darkness appeared, it disappeared. There was this calmness. So much so, I felt safe. There was almost this brightness in my room. and I saw the image of God and Jesus form in my head. And they both told me I was now safe and everything would be okay. I can't explain it, but I felt so safe. Fast forward 3 or 4 years and I'm 16. My best friend, I was living with at the time, and I were into collages. And we used old magazines as materials. I remembered at my mum's house I had a huge stack of magazines just sitting there, and called my mum to make sure it was okay. She said yeah, but to hurry because she was heading to bed soon. So I was getting ready to head over there and had a sudden urge to bring her Mother's Day card that was late. My friend and I arrived at my mum's house and I went upstairs whilst my friend waited in the car. I got upstairs and saw my mum had company. These people she called friends always gave me a bad feeling. So I gave my mum her card and grabbed my magazines. I had to take a few trips down as there were a lot of magazines. On my last load, I felt a wave of fear wash over me. And a voice in my head yelled, "Don't go." But I shook that off because I did not like the company my mother kept. I felt they were just using her. I hugged my mother tightly and I said, "I love you, I'll call you tomorrow." And with that same fear tearing up inside of me, I said goodbye to my mother and walked out the door. That was the last time I saw my mother alive. I found out the next afternoon at work that my mother had died in a horrific car accident. My whole life turned upside down. She was everything to me. Fast forward to when I was 27 years old. My partner and I had been together for 17 years now, going on 18 years that year. We had plenty of ups and downs, and we've both done things we regret, but we love each other, very much. I was working at a rec centre at the time. I'd worked there before, but had to leave due to maternity leave. I came back and there were a few new employees, my partner's little brother being one of them. I became fast friends with my partner's little brother, and before I knew it, he got his brother, my now partner, a job there as well. I was driving his brother home one day, and we were talking when he told me his brother played WOW, or World of Warcraft, and I was always playing that game as well. I asked what server and what his name was, so I made a character on that server and started chatting with him. I was married at the time, but my husband was very controlling and very abusive. I hate to say it, but I was always looking for a way out. I'm not saying that I started liking my partner just to try and find a way out. I liked him because he was different, and I felt calm and happy around him. So, needless to say, we got together. Fast forward 2 years, and we're moving into our own apartment. So excited to finally be on our own. We'd been living with his parents for a while now, and we just needed to experience life as our own little family. We now have a child. He's 2 years old at this point. And we're settled into our home and starting to make it our own. When we moved into the apartment, I felt a presence. We had a guest, and with tuition and my sensitive abilities, I learned his name was Henry. He was an old man, and I think he stayed in the attic. I use quotations because we lived in an apartment complex. There were several different occurrences that happened in that apartment. A picture flew off the wall and landed on the other side of the room, and it was a big picture. 11 by 18, I believe. And there was one time I was in the hallway and I heard something in my room. So I went to check things out and didn't see anything. Then I decided to check in my walk-in closet to just make sure. And nothing. But as I went to leave the room, something caught my attention in the corner of my eye. So I looked up and noticed the door to the attic was pushed up and even open a little. The thing is, it was just me and my son in the house. He wasn't even two at the time. And it was up on the ceiling. So no one could just reach it. And there was nothing in the closet to stand on. Also, when we first moved in, I'd grabbed a chair and tried to move that door, and it wouldn't budge. So I asked my partner when he got home, and he tried. And he also couldn't move it. He looked just as freaked out as me when I showed him, when he came home from work. Another incident with my son was when my brother was visiting from Ontario. My partner, brother and I were sitting in the living room chilling. My son was in his room watching a movie. When, all of a sudden, my son comes running into the living room crying, "The man! The man!" He ran to me and hugged me. I asked, "What man?" "The man! The man at the end of the hall!" he cried. I got up and walked with him to the start of the hallway, and I saw Henry standing there, smiling. He told me he was sorry and didn't mean to scare him. I hugged my son and told him he was safe. The man wasn't going to hurt him, and he never mentioned the man again. My brother was so freaked out, but he believes me now that I can sense spirits. But Henry is not the reason for my story. He's just an example of one of the many experiences I've had before the actual incident I'm about to tell you. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Like I said before, my partner and I have had many ups and downs, but we truly do love each other. I found out my partner used to black out sometimes as a child and teenager, especially when he would get angry. Again, I can't say this enough, we really love each other. But at that time in our relationship, it was really hard. We were always fighting and arguing. We both worked at the same company, but different areas of the job. He worked out in the yard and I was inside as a cashier. We were having an argument one day in the living room, and he spread out on the couch whilst watching TV. I was at my desk playing on my computer, and I was talking to him and he was just staring at the TV. To me, this just seemed like he was ignoring me. So I went up to him and was trying to talk to him again. But he just kept looking away from me all the time with a raging mad expression on his face. I started to get this bad feeling, and I touched his face so he would look at me. And he did. He looked right at me, with pure hatred in his eyes. I knew instantly this was not my partner. He looked away again, so I started gently shaking him and calling his name, trying to wake him up. And after a few shakes, he slowly shook his head. I asked if he was okay, and he said, "Yeah, just tired." And he said, "I'm going to lay down in the room." So I let him go. But I was worried about this feeling I had. So a short while later, I went in to check on him, and he was writing something on his arm. I asked what he was doing, and he didn't reply. So I got closer, and I noticed he was still sleeping. I walked right up to him and looked at what he was writing on his arm, and a bolt of fear went through my body as I read, "You will kill her. No, you will kill her. No, you will kill her. No." I grabbed the pen and again started shaking him gently to wake him up. I then showed him what was on his arm and asked what happened. He was so scared and had no idea how he even got the pen. He remembered nothing. Fast forward 10 years later from that incident, and we're now living in a townhouse. Our son is now 14, and we also have our daughter with us. She's 9 years old. We also have a dog. Now that was from his little brother's litter of puppies. At this point, he's 5 years old. And a cat we rescued from the streets, who was no more than a young adult when he found us. We also had a huge black rabbit. Well, our rabbit injured himself and was very sick. He wouldn't eat or use the toilet, nothing. So I called the vet and my hubby hopped into the car and was holding him, stroking him. I was making him some food so we could try and force feed him, when he suddenly died in my partner's arms. We were all very sad and heartbroken. He was a part of our family. My partner took it especially hard. I was trying to comfort him and grieve myself. He was sat on the chair by the front door, his face in his hands, and I went up to him and put my hand on his back. I proceeded to walk past him to go upstairs for something, and he reached out and tried to grab the back of my leg really hard. I felt his nails scrape my leg. I turned around to see if maybe he needed me or something else, and he grabbed my leg again. But this time he held it and was squeezing really hard, digging his nails in. I told him he was hurting me, and he let go and got up and just stood there, glaring at me again with pure hate. During this trance, he kept saying it was my fault. I again called his name, but then he grabbed my neck and wouldn't let go. I kept calling his name, grabbing at his hands, squirming as he was picking me up higher, trying to get him to let go, but nothing worked. I yelled for my son, thinking that maybe that would snap him out of it, because the man that was holding my neck was not my partner. He would never hurt me. It was this damn demon. He let go of me, shook his head, sat down on the chair again. I gave him a gentle shake and asked if he was okay, and he looked at me and said, "Yeah, why?" with a confused look. This is the first time that the demon in him had tried to hurt me. And at this point, it had never talked to me either, just glared at me. Fast forward 2 years later, and we got into a huge fight. I hurt him really bad. We were arguing a lot about it. He started drinking, and he wasn't really much of a drinker, just a beer here or there. But he started drinking to the point where he would be wasted and keep going. During one of these drinking binges, he began glaring at me again. I kept calling his name and shaking him, but he just wouldn't stop looking at me as if he wanted to kill me. I'd be able to get him back to normal, joking and laughing again. And then suddenly, he would go all quiet again, and back to glaring at me. I was really starting to get worried. Then, one day, it spoke to me. That demon inside him. I knew my husband was depressed and was going through a really tough time, but I didn't know he had plans to hurt himself until this thing told me. It told me, through my partner, that my partner was going to sacrifice himself, saving someone he loves. I told the thing that he was mine and he couldn't have him. And he laughed at me and just kept saying, "He is ours, ours, he is ours." A little while later, whilst he was kissing me, he stopped and whispered in my ear, "He is mine." With an evil grin on his face as I pulled away to look at him, I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I took a picture and a video of my partner whilst he was under the trance of the demon, hoping for some kind of proof to show my partner, and told him what the demon had said to me. He was terrified when he saw them, and refused to talk about it for a while. Though he did admit to me later on, he did want to kill himself, to save me. I also forgot to mention I tried asking this demon what its name was, and all it told me was Jaguar. But my partner was drinking a type of vodka with a Jaguar on the front, and the demon was looking at the bottle when it answered me. So I don't know what the demon meant by that. I've not seen the demon again since that incident, but I did receive texts from the demon through my partner while I was visiting family in Ontario. And clearly in the last message I received from this demon through my partner was three combinations of 666. I will attach pictures for proof just for you, Kev. I won't be able to send the picture or video due to privacy of my partner. But just a few last minute things. My partner is not religious at all. He used to let me read the Bible with him and such, but now he wants nothing to do with it. So I can't get a priest out here to bless him or anything like that. He just would not be up for it. But it's gotten worse, though. We were listening to one of the Dark Bites episodes, and in the story, she says the Lord's Prayer. While you were reading the prayer out loud, my partner was fuming, shaking, just getting angry. He even said he felt hot inside. I know this is a demonic presence. I just don't know how to get rid of it, so he can finally be at peace. If anyone listening has any ideas, please let me know. I do have other paranormal incidents I want to share. One involving a spirit that did not want to let go of my daughter. But I will save that for my next email. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to read this, Kev. And I truly hope you do get to read this on the Dark Paranormal. If it's long enough, of course. Otherwise, Dark Bites or a minisode. Thank you again for your show and all you do for your listeners. You are truly a wonderful person. I love your show so much. Best wishes, Jen. Well, Jen, thank you, especially for the flattery at the end there. You may have heard a bit of a lilt in my voice because I'm not a fabulous person by any stretch, but I do appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much. But onto the more serious matter of what you are going through right now with your partner. So, as you heard there, Jen did ask if any one of you guys out there has a suggestion or possible solution to help her family get through this, then drop me a line, contact@thedarkparanormal.com, and I'll make sure to pass it on to Jen. Because I don't have any suggestion. My one suggestion would have been to get some sort of priest or religious figure in, and that's because that's my fallback for most things, solely due to my upbringing. And I appreciate that's biased. So therefore, if anyone has any solution or idea of what Jen can do, indeed get in touch as soon as you can. But Jen, thank you for your honesty, and please do send in your other submissions about your paranormal experiences, because I know that I, and I'm sure our listener base, would love to hear more of your paranormal experiences if they're anywhere close to as terrifying as this particular one appears to still be. You have nothing but my best wishes and prayers going forward. And as I say, if you think you can help Jen, let us know. But until next time, thank you for joining me on this dark minisode. Until next time, take care.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.